are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love it when we kind of, you know, wind down the week, right? And when we wind down the week, you know, usually the Friday show, it's kind of wrapping up on some medical news, you know, like pregnant women shouldn't really be taking antidepressants and, you know, things that shouldn't mix with other medications. And I kind of love that because I think I get to teach you guys the most on Friday. I don't have to give you guys a pop quiz today because you guys had the pop quiz yesterday, and might I add, you failed miserably, but hopefully next week's pop quiz, you guys will do a little better. But, you know, then we have this horrible news on the nanny killing in New York. Can you imagine entrusting your kids with somebody who kills them? I couldn't even imagine what these people are going through. You already hear cases of voter fraud. I guess in North Carolina, some of the voting machines are already defaulting to Obama. It doesn't matter who you vote for. If you don't review at the end, there's been multiple complaints that their vote didn't go through, and it just, I guess, defaulted to Obama. Yeah, and you're looking at this, and you're like, you know, you just can't take a day off. You can't just go into the weekend going, you know, everything's going to be fine. I'm going to enjoy the weekend. You hear news like this, and it's like, oh, man, I got to still be, you know, on top of my game. I still got to be, you know, untrustworthy, and I hate that. I want to just be in la-la land sometimes. How do people do it that do drugs? Is that really what it's like? You just get stoned and then you don't care what's going on. You know, my husband, he's racing to get off to work because it's Friday. And my kids are out of school, so, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll take them with me to the studio. You just do what you need to do. And you know, of course, we're watching the news, and we're, you know, hearing the nanny stuff, and we're hearing the polling, and we're hearing, you know, the women's vote and the war on women and all that other stuff. And you see my husband go from, you know, waking up in a nice, happy mood to just being all tense. And I just wonder if there's going to be a point where us as a population are going to say, you know what, to heck with this. I don't want to hear anything heavy. Just la-la land, please. And I wonder if we would actually do better. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens after this election. What, we got 11 days to the election. And I know many of you are stressed. I think a little too stressed. Okay? I know this election's big, but we don't really have any control. If you've already done your voting, you've already voted. If you live near an undecided, I don't even know what you could tell an undecided at this point. It's only 11 more days. I mean, you know, there's got to be a point where we could just relax and get our minds off things. And unfortunately, the older we get, maybe that's why we're grumpy. Maybe it's not a serotonin thing. Maybe just the older we get, the more we decide to watch the news, the more we decide to open our ears and see what's going on around us, and the less we like. You know, I'm not really liking the world today. I'm a happy person. I got a great weekend ahead of me. Apparently, it's the Truckers Media Convention, Social Media Convention in Kansas City, so I get to fly out of here after the show and go go to the convention. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait. I'm excited about that. It just, I almost don't want to, you know, look at the news or listen to the news or, you know, hear anything negative before I start my weekend. I want to have fun this weekend. And, of course, with my job, of course, I have to look at the news, and of course, I have to, you know, digest it and regurgitate it for you all like a mama bird, whether you like what I regurgitate or not. But I'm just wondering if we're going to later see, I don't know if it's going to be after the election or something, where people are going to say, you know what, no more news. Just no more news. I don't want to see what's going on with Syria. I don't want to hear of anybody else getting killed. What, we have this teenager who jumped over a moving truck, right, for his football scouting video, I guess be attractive to football scouts. Really, you know, when you see all the stupidity in this world, you almost just want to bury your head in the sand. And I don't blame you. Okay, so I'm going to try to keep things a little lighter while still doing my job and teaching you what we need to teach you. But it's, you know, if you guys at one point say, you know, Dahlia, I am really sick of of the news. I don't blame you. I'm kind of sick of it too. It's just that unfortunately that is my job, and I still have to do my job. I would love to just come here and you know, sing to you all. Me! But you guys aren't going to want to hear that either. Trust me. I think you'd rather hear the news than my singing. Okay, well, really quickly, just so bad things don't happen to you over the weekend, we still have, I guess, a huge population that doesn't really know what type of password. Oh, great. Oh, we got Scott working the dials, by the way. Scott said, don't worry if my singing got really bad and hit the mute for y'all. See, Scott's in your corner. Me. That's a tenor opera. La. Okay. So, guys, we talk about hacking all the time. We talk about identity theft. I've talked to you about changing your password. What are you all doing? It looks like still the number one password that you all are using is password. You're still using password as your password? Come on, people. I've warned you guys about that. Last thing you need is to get hacked and somebody spending your money or somebody pretending to be Dr. Dahlia. I don't really see where that would be a plus, but all right. Next most common password, 123456. Come on, people. Next one is 123456789. Next is ABC123. The next one is QWERTY. Remember, I didn't know what QWERTY was. Q-W-E-R-T. Those are the first six letters on the third row of your keyboard. Then monkey, let me in. Duh. Let me in. Then dragon. Oh, this is a real good one. This is secure. 1111111. Honestly, I've told you guys. My password is GCN. It's easy to remember. Not many people know it. That's what I do. I mean, I understand you guys have a lot to remember and you forget your password. I forget my password all the time, but all I have to do is remember GCN. And if they need a number to GCN, I just go like GCN111. There's my password and it's easy. If you guys want to borrow it, I won't tell anybody. We'll keep it quiet. Baseball. Oh, I love you. That's a nice one. Trust no one. Pretty common. Master. You know, Dr. Dahlia would be a good password too. Now, but I like GCN111. That's my password. So don't forget to change it all. Call in, tell us. Call in and tell us what your new password is. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,704. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,746.24, $873.12 for a half ounce, and $436.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,746.24, $873.12, and $436.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, before we get to your phone calls at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, let me quickly get to a couple of your emails. I know I've been kind of behind. By the way, you know, many of you, you listen to the show, you call into our answer line, and you leave a medical question. We'll answer it the next day. And then, my engineer will tell me that we got a call a few days later with you guys asking the same question, which means you probably missed the answer on the show. If you think you've missed some of the shows where your answers are being, or your questions are being answered, go to my website at drdahlia.com, go to podcasts, archives, etc., and you'll be able to listen to the previous shows. I know it's kind of hard. You'll have to fast forward through some of them. Shout out, for example, to John from Ventura. John had a phenomenal question about his wife kind of manipulating an office visit with a psychiatrist such that he had no opportunity to speak, given a medication. He's hesitating giving a medication to. We answer that in great detail, and I would love to revisit that again, because I know many of you, you know, have a spouse that comes in, talks to the doctor for you. But I also don't want to repeat, you know, same questions and answers. So I'm not yelling at you to get your acts together, but if you do ever miss any of the shows throughout the week, those could be the shows where we answered your questions. So don't forget to go to our podcast. We usually play at the next live show. Okay. You know, why don't we go to our phone answer line first, and then we'll hit some of your other questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
In regards to the vitamin D deficiency, what does she recommend I do for my 14-year-old daughter who has lupus? She was diagnosed when she was 11 years old, and she cannot be out in the sun, therefore she's very deficient in vitamin D. Do we just give her a supplement, or is there other types of treatment that we might be able to look into?
Okay, great question. We were talking about vitamin D, looks like the other day, when we were talking about, we were talking about vitamin D yesterday, where they thought of lowering the standard from 30 nanograms per milliliter to 20 nanograms per milliliter of your blood level. For those of you who missed yesterday's show, you really need to get your act together, okay? You can't be missing shows and making me have to recap, all right? But I'll recap, because that's what we do. Many of us have been diagnosed with low vitamin D, and the Institute of Medicine had come out with new guidelines saying, you want to know what? We're probably 10 points, we're measuring 10 points too high than we should. And rather than that 30 nanogram cutoff, it should be probably 20 nanograms, which means millions of us aren't low in vitamin D. And, you know, we talked about vitamin D and how it protects you against autoimmune disorder, et cetera. Actually, when it comes to lupus, which is an autoimmune disorder that many of us are affected by the way, if any of you do have issues with your blood vessels, with your kidneys, with rashes, a variety of things, have them test a lupus test just to see if you possibly, you know, are positive for that. Extremely important test that a lot of times gets underdiagnosed. But we have found that if you do have lupus, vitamin D is extremely helpful. So, you know, where I had a problem with yesterday with that study that came out wasn't so much with the study, is the problem that we have so many of us diagnosed with low vitamin D. We're told to take 2,000 units, 3,000 units, sometimes 50,000 units weekly of vitamin D. And if we really aren't that low, do we really need to be taking these supplements? So my issue is, you know, let's not take supplements unless we really, really need them. But, you know, when you have a child with lupus and there's these studies going, well, vitamin D seems to help, I don't think it's going to hurt. Now, with kids, they're actually recommending 400 to 600 units of vitamin D now, that much. 400 to 600 IUs. Before, we were just recommending 400 for grown-ups. Now, with grown-ups, we're going to 600 to 800, unless, of course, you're deficient, then we go up to 1,500, 2,000, 3,000, etc. So, for kids, 400 to 600 units. Now, where else can you get vitamin D? As opposed to popping the pills. Well, you can get it from fish oil, get it from a variety of fish like salmon and halibut and oysters and catfish and trout. And I know kids don't like to eat that stuff. Milk, vitamin D fortified milk, orange juice fortified with vitamin D. A lot of cereals have been fortified with vitamin D. Let me see, what else would I, you know, unfortunately, a lot of foods have to be fortified with vitamin D. Your number one source of vitamin D is the sun. But, you know, in the cases of lupus or other types of issues, and you can't really bake out there in the sun, and we don't want you to, you got to get vitamin D from dietary. Something that I would never eat, a mushroom, that you could get vitamin D from, soy milk. So my recommendation is, if you do have a child that does tend to be vitamin D deficient, is unable to really play outside like other kids do and get their dose of vitamin D that they need, my recommendation is to, you know, get it from the fish, get it from the milk, and I guess mushrooms. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Paul from Ely, Nevada writes, Doctor, I'm one of the undecided voters you make fun of on your show. I'm not making fun of you guys if you're undecided. I'm just really confused as to how you can be undecided. He writes, I'm undecided because I'm not going to vote. I dislike both candidates and I can't stand Washington. I don't care anymore. I shut my TV off and tune the political crap out. The only reason why I listen to your show is because you're funny. I'd vote for. I was going to rip on you for a second there, but I really like the compliment at the end. All right, I got to go easy on you then. You know, I because I'm so in favor of Mitt Romney, I find it hard to wrap my mind around how you could not like either candidate. I mean, I've seen this country so polarized. Either you love Obama or you love Romney. And I know most people don't really love Romney. I mean, I don't think any human, right, is the ideal president. You know, I think we really put so much into, you know, who's running our country. country. Obviously, we have to, but I mean, we really, I think, glorify, you know, I think we really glorify these people a little too much, you know, and this is what I had discussed with the Republican primary race. You know, I don't see how any one particular person is really going to fix our problems. It takes a country. What does that say? It takes a village? Right, to raise a child. I mean, it takes the whole country. It takes us putting money into the economy. It takes us as employers to hire more people. You know, and so you know, I understand. I could understand you being disconcerted and really disillusioned with the whole political process. I am. You know, Romney was in a speech today talking about how he's going to reach across the table to Democrats and work with them, which I think is very nice. He was able to do it in Massachusetts. But if what happens to him was the same thing that happened to Obama with the Republicans in the House, where whatever Obama wanted to do, the Republicans fought. Now, I kind of happen to agree with that, because some of the things Obama wanted to do, especially with Obamacare, to me is just outright scary. But if the Democrats have that idea where politics are going to come first, no matter what Romney wants to do, no, because we want to make him look ineffective, make him look impotent, so he can't get reelected. I'm probably as disillusioned as you are with this whole process. My problem is I think things are going so downhill that I believe a vote for Romney would hopefully stop that. And so if you are undecided, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just scratching my head, because I still think many of you can make some sort of a choice. I do. But I mean, you know, you wanted to shut off your TV and tune the political crap out. I think you are in agreement with most of us. I think even Scott agrees. I mean, I think we all, you know, are really getting tired of this. Like I've discussed before with, you know, federal judges on Obamacare, how could you have two people that go to law school, two people that make it to the height and stratification of judge, and have two completely polarizing opposite interpretations of the law? Now, I know, you know, some of you lawyers out there are like, well, that's the beauty of law. Beauty, to me, it just confuses the heck out of me. I don't understand how there could be such a 180-degree turn from one person to another, and it just so happens that whoever appointed them is where they align themselves politically, or what's the word for it in terms of, you know, where they, the word for it is, I need a speech therapist. I hate that. I start going off. You know, but in terms of their line of thinking, well, this federal judge was appointed by Clinton. This federal judge was appointed by Bush, and just coincidentally, the federal judge appointed by Bush is against Obamacare. The federal judge appointed by Clinton is for it. Really? You could have that much of a disparity in the interpretation of the law? Really? You know, and I do. I do think it's a joke. I think it's an absolute joke that our Supreme Court justices lean right or left. All right, you're a Supreme Court justice. You're supposed to interpret the law. You made it to the Supreme Court because you obviously know how to interpret law. Then you interpret the law. You don't right lean. You don't left lean. So it is. I think in some way Washington is a complete joke. The only thing is things are going downhill so badly that we do need to stop whoever's in power right now and their crappy policies. And that's why I voted for Mitt Romney. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so religiously. I really, really appreciate all my loyal listeners. Thank you guys so much. And if you're new to the show, hope you like it. If you don't like it, you're not the only one. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook. I know many of you guys are on Facebook. Very easy. Search out the Dr. Dahlia Show. Connect to it. This way I'm able to see who's listening and be able to talk to you guys and answer your questions there as well. We were talking about undecided voters, and one of the undecided voters had written in telling me why he's undecided, kind of a disillusion with the whole process. This headline is going to probably reinforce that. The presidential fundraising mark now has hit $2 billion. This presidential campaign is supposed to pass the $2 billion mark in the next few days. This is something that I think a lot of us who have been struggling to pay our bills, I mean, we're coming up at the end of the month, and I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're a doctor. Oh, doctors got hit hard in this recession, especially in southern Nevada. No, I'm sweating just like you guys are, month to month. And then you see something like this, $2 billion spent on this campaign. And the money is even going to exponentially grow in the next 11 days because there's 11 days more. And they think they really have to convince these undecided voters out there. And you know, I'm kind of, you know, I watch Fox and I watch CNN, and I'm sorry, I don't watch MSNBC. I just can't. Every time I try, because Fox and CNN is on a commercial, I just can't. But, you know, I watch CNN, I watch Fox, and they say, yeah, Mitt Romney's in Ohio campaigning, Obama's in Ohio campaigning, or now they're in Iowa today, or whatever. And I'm like, well, they're actually speaking to a group of supporters. You know, when you see who's standing behind Obama or who's standing around Mitt, there are people holding the signs that like him. Now, I understand we need the video coverage and we need the video bites and we need the audio bites and you need people screaming, etc. But I thought when you go and campaign, like in the olden days, you would go to places that weren't already in love with you. Like you'd walk into a library when people used to go to the library, or you'd walk into a Walmart or whatever, and you would greet people. And some people would come up to you and say, you blow Ronald Reagan. And some people would be like, you know what? I really dig your style. I cannot believe you're here, you know, and you're so handsome. Okay, et cetera, right? So, you know, when they say that these guys are spending the money that we probably donated, and they're campaigning, but they're speaking to groups of people who usually like them. I mean, I went to a Mitt Romney rally in Nevada, and the kids wanted to go. The kids wanted to meet him, and they got to meet him. It was really exciting. But, I mean, everybody there were supporters. And it was nice because you saw all the major news networks there, you know, videotaping it and broadcasting it, so then that day in the news, they could talk about what Mitt Romney said. But again, he was talking to people who liked him. So where is the gain when you go and campaign to these states? I mean, are you literally walking into a Burger King, or are you walking into a place where you have no idea who's there and saying hi? That's what I thought campaigning was, but I understand you can't do that because of security, etc. They need to know where you're going, but I'm kind of looking at this $2 billion that's been spent as I think a lot of flesh. I don't think they really got the biggest bang for their buck. The presidential elections are way different now than they used to be. Completely different. Now it's all about the sound bites because most people, they don't go to these rallies. They watch it on the news. And so, of course, you're not going to want to get caught on camera talking to people who are criticizing you. You're going to want to look like you have a whole group of people talking around you. But then why are you spending that much money? I can't imagine how they've got these fundraising dollars in an economy such as this. And then, of course, you're all thinking like what I'm thinking. Imagine what that $2 billion could have done if it just went into our economy this year. Now, I know many people think, well, wait a second, advertising dollars, TV stations did well, radio stations did well. I've been watching the numbers. Yes, there is a little spike in revenue because of these political commercials, but not enough. I haven't seen people hired in the radio industry, hired in the TV industry. It still stayed stagnant as it's been all 4 years. So, no, we thought these campaign dollars would stimulate the economy. You know, a war stimulates the economy. But a campaign where people are going to groups that like them and, you know, looking good and, you know, I guess I don't know how much it costs us to have Obama fly to the MTV studios for him to be on MTV tonight. But that's what our money is going. And it's our tax dollars, too. Yes, there's $2 billion in fundraising. Raising, but we're paying for Obama's trips, right? He's going to be on MTV tonight. We're paying for that trip. And, I, you know, if you are disillusioned, I don't blame you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Isabella from Manhattan Beach writes, Doctor, the other day Mitt Romney said the exodus of doctors from Medicare caused by Obamacare would reverse if he were president. Do you see that as true? My mother is 67 and has great difficulty finding a doctor who takes Medicare. I find it hard to believe that doctors would return in droves as Romney preaches. Now, you know, I'm much more of a fan of Romney's idea of how to handle Medicare and Medicaid than I have been of Obama's. But Isabella, I think you're 100% right. I heard that too. I heard when he was discussing, this was a couple days ago, I can't think of where he was campaigning at the time, where he was talking about putting the $760 million back into Medicare. Doctors will start taking Medicare again. I have to disagree. I don't know if that many doctors are going to take Medicare again. What has happened in the last 4 years with Obamacare has scared the heck out of a lot of healthcare workers, and we have an anti-government type of movement going on. And even if Romney takes over, embedding yourself in Medicare may still not be the most strategic move for doctors. Now, I know the Democrats always say they try to protect Medicare payments, you know, more for doctors than the Republicans do, and they go back and forth. As a conservative, I just don't like government being involved in our health care at all. And the changes I've seen with Medicare have been so frustrating that I am hoping for a Medicare out, like Ryan had suggested. And I got to tell you, a lot of my 65, 66, 67-year-old patients, they aren't on Medicare. They have chosen to stay on their insurance through work, stay with Blue Cross Blue Shield, stay with whatever insurance they have, because they don't want the lack of doctors. I think some doctors will go back to taking Medicare. I think a lot of doctors left Medicare as a stand, as a, I'm sick of this, I want out. I think a lot, because again, we still have the baby boomers, right, turning 65, 66, 67, you know, a big majority of them. So we're going to have a huge influx of Medicare using patients. So I think doctors will come back in droves. I don't know. I think a lot of doctors are extremely gun-shy. But those doctors that aren't taking Medicare anymore are already coming up with exit plans, leaving medicine as it is. Like I said, for those of you, I've said this before on my show, for those of you having trouble finding a Medicare doctor, look for the young ones. Look for the ones that have come out of school, who have already been credentialed through Medicare, through their residency, have come out, have been taking care of people in the hospital, still like taking care of people in the hospital. Those are the ones. Or your internists or your geriatricians. You know, there's still select groups that are going to stay with Medicare for the long haul. Many of your other doctors who, after 10, 15, 20 years of this business, starting to get a little disillusioned, don't like the idea of government cutting and preventing us from ordering tests that we want to, you're going to see them go more towards cash, which is how another example of how the pendulum swings. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's get to some medical updates. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, next summer we got the Dr. Dolly Show cruise where we are leaving out of Seattle to go up the Inside Passage. It is going to be an exquisite week-long trip. I would love to take you all with us. Please, taking you with us, you're buying? I wish I could. But please, please check that out. I know some of you are a huge fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger and a huge fan of the 1982 movie Conan the Barbarian. Well, I guess now that Schwarzenegger is out of politics, he's back in acting. And from what I understand, The Legend of Conan is a sequel that Universal Pictures, I think, is continuing. Or is it now Paradox Entertainment? Schwarzenegger will play the warrior again, but picking up where he is now in life. I don't know if he's going to be shirtless. I don't know if we're going to see his quads as tight as they used to be. But I guess, no, there was another Conan sequel, Conan the Destroyer. Yeah. No, all right, so I guess there is going to be a Conan sequel. But isn't he 65 years old? Isn't he 65? I mean, good for him. I think that's wonderful. Good for him. But I just don't know. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, region is bracing itself for Hurricane Sandy. It has already called caused multiple deaths in the Bahamas. From what we understand, the Washington area is now prepping for it as well as most of the East Coast. They believe this storm could actually prevent voting on election day in the next coming 11 days. This is supposed to be a pretty big storm. From what we understand, Hurricane Sandy, as it blasts through the Bahamas, has already killed 29 people. They believe is going to land in the mid-Atlantic and hopefully veer out to sea. They don't know how much of the coast is going to get, much of the drenching, and we'll keep you posted as we see this. But that is what the Weather Center is watching very closely. In terms of supplements, we talk about supplements on this show. Resveratrol was a biggie a couple years ago. Remember, they found that if you drink red wine, right, we found these studies out of France, that people seem to live longer, have less heart disease. So what does a company do? Well, they decide to package the component that's in red wine that appeared to be the, I don't want to say culprit, the good guy. And so people start to take resveratrol supplements. They were popping resveratrol supplements. And I was like, I don't know, I think you got to eat the grapes or you got to drink the wine. I don't know if you could just pop the pills. Well, in a study that came out this week, they said, honestly, these supplements really don't seem to offer much benefit to healthy people. 12-week study, but very small, looking at 29 healthy women. Most of them in their late 50s were either given resveratrol supplements or placebo. After 12 weeks, no difference in body fat, resting metabolic rate, fat levels in the blood, or markers of inflammation. So in this small study, they're going, we're really not seeing much. Now, and this is just another example of we try to package in pill form something that happens naturally. Just like the fish oil study that came out a few weeks ago saying fish oils really don't protect against heart disease, they say, or lower cholesterol. We've known as doctors that fish oil doesn't lower cholesterol. A diet in vegetables and fish will lower cholesterol, not to the degree the statin medications do, but eating a diet of vegetables and fish is a heck of a lot different than eating steak and cheese and then popping the fish oil pills. It's kind of common sense. Anyway, they say 15 of the postmenopausal women in the study took 75 milligram supplements of this resveratrol daily, equivalent to what they would get from drinking 8 liters of red wine. The other 14 took a placebo pill. Whew, 8 liters of wine, that's kind of nice. Whew, that'd be a fun study. I bet these women were a little disappointed that they got the pill. All right, and I guess there have been studies saying that if you use resveratrol at higher doses, anywhere from 150 to 2,000, maybe you get more of a result. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I would really rather you do naturally. And I'm not saying drink wine. Eat some grapes. You know, we forget that the more colorful the food, the better it is for you, notwithstanding some poisonous plants that we have in the Amazon or Australia, etc. But remember the study that came out last week saying you really need to eat your bell peppers, your yellow peppers, your red peppers, your green peppers, your darker vegetables, your brighter colored, like your tomatoes with the lycopenes. See, nature is doing that to attract you. Back in caveman days, they saw, you know, big, juicy, red tomatoes, okay? And it attracted them, and they went over and ate them. That's how they learned they needed vitamins. It's because the food was so attractive. You know, a bright colored pepper, you know, is going to make you think of taking it and eating it. Same thing with a fruit. You have a green tree with a red apple or a pomegranate or whatever they had back in caveman days. That's, you know, you would grab it and you would eat it. That would be nature's way of attracting you to eating something to get your vitamins. But then when you wanted something meaty, you killed an animal. And when you wanted meat, you craved meat. All right. Now, this is kind of interesting. Apparently, in the American Journal of Physical Anthropology, they were looking at the caveman diet. And they say Stone Age humans actually ate less meat than thought. That's what I was just going to say when I was talking about the vegetables. I was going to say, you know, it was much easier to pick off your plants and trees than to try to hunt something and use your extra energy expenditures. Anyway, they said archaeologists estimate that prehistoric people got most of their calories from lean meat or fish, when most modern humans actually overeat protein. I agree. I think we have meat, a lot of us, three times a day. You got your bacon and your corned beef hash with your breakfast. You got your burger or your chicken breast at lunch. And then at dinner, you throw meat on your food as well. Really, meat three times a day. Meat used to be, you know, even when I was younger and, you know, coming from, you know, my grandparents, you know, from the Depression, meat once a week was, a special treat. Scott likes bacon. Okay, I won't rip on bacon. Anyway, to see how much meat ancient people ate, archaeologists looked at video covering. No. Archaeologists rely on the fact that protein is the only macronutrient that contains nitrogen. Different foods. Don't tell me they looked at the poo-poo. Oh, no. They say in an ecosystem, get this, guys, different foods have different ratios of heavy and light nitrogen isotopes and atoms of the same element with a different number of neutrons. Okay, I get that. We're not going to do chemistry right now. So in a given ecosystem, scientists can reconstruct ancient diets by measuring the fraction of heavy to light nitrogen isotopes in fossilized bones. Whew! I thought they were going to be looking at fossilized poo-poo. So basically, they could tell in the bones how much meat did you eat. Wow. Now, all right, so do we care? No, I really don't care. Let's. Is there anything else we can move on? All right, finally, many of us have been taking antidepressants, and then we decide to get pregnant, and we're like, well, boy, our hormones are going to be wacky, so we need to take antidepressants in pregnancy. Huge no-no. Huge no-no. Now they are recommending that women avoid antidepressants at all costs if they can, because it could increase the risk of miscarriage, premature birth, high blood pressure, and autism. Now, I know many of you years ago did take Prozac. Baby came out fine. It's not, you know, not everybody's going to have an issue. But what we do see is as we're trying to figure out why, what's the number now? 1 in 84 kids have autism. 1 in 84 are on the autism spectrum. Well, what other medicines have been on the rise? Now, it could be other medicines, too. But right now, they're saying, please, if you are on an antidepressant and thinking about getting pregnant, go to your doctor to start being weaned off. Sometimes it's difficult because you like that serotonin surge, but it's something that I think is really under discussed and educated right now. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.